escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now, Congresswoman Kat Kamik. Good morning. How you doing, Kat?
Good morning, fellas. Holy bucket, it is hot in Florida.
Yes, it is. Man, it's melt your face off weather, but hopefully we're getting at least a little bit of relief coming our way. So that's a good thing. And I know you've been busy as usual, and you brought back up the COP Act, which once you explain what it is, people go, I thought that would already be a done deal. Tell us about the COP Act.
Well, as we all know, common sense is not common, especially in Washington, D.C. And, last year we saw where there were police departments around the country, particularly in blue states like California or Oregon or Washington State, that were hiring people in the department that were illegals. And we all just kind of look at each other and say, how can that possibly be? How can an illegal, someone who has broken the law to come into this country, then turn around and be responsible for protecting, serving, upholding the Constitution, and effectively having arrest powers over law-abiding citizens, right? And then, of course, we saw recently this week in Maine a gentleman who is here illegally from Jamaica, is employed and is a sworn officer with a department in Maine. And so the COP Act is very simple. You cannot receive federal funding for your department if you employ illegals. And people say, well, maybe that's not far enough. That, unfortunately, really is the extent of what we can do at the federal level because you have so many state regulations. But it's a good start because there are so many departments, virtually every department, that has some element of federal funding tied to them. So this is really a shot across the bow that we're not going to tolerate this. And this is a bill that will get signed by the president because it is common sense.
It would be interesting if, you're pulled over by a law enforcement officer that, you know is illegal and got hired anyway. And
right.
And he says, you're speeding. And you'd say, mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand the traffic laws, but just like you, I chose to not obey this one. You're not going to penalize me, are you? Because you didn't get penalized. In fact, you're a police officer.
Exactly. I mean, and that actually, when we were writing the bill, that had come up multiple times with legal counsel. And the question was, do we want to open up that box? People had asked me, do you want to open up that box? Because cases could get thrown out. I said, absolutely. No American citizen should ever be detained by an illegal. They can't effectively take the oath to the United States Constitution as an illegal in this country. And so it's just, again, it's common sense. And I think this is going to be brought up in September when we get back for session. And again, just common sense. I mean, people are fed up. They have had an absolute enough with the nonsense of illegals being, allowed to use taxpayer-funded services for healthcare, for food stamps. Now we're seeing where they're being given a gun and a badge. And, I mean, this is just absurd. So I am very confident we'll get this across the finish line, and it's a win for common sense as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but don't expect any help from Democrats because they look like they, in every action that I see everywhere, they actually put illegals ahead of American citizens. I mean, you've got this, you know, Senator Van Hoser. I mean, you've got him doing a sit-in. And
yes.
Really, I mean, they're bending over backwards for illegals, and they care nothing about the safety of actual American citizens.
Well, and I think that's why the left, and I call them the regressive left, because there is nothing truly progressive about the people who subscribe to that ideology of basically communism and socialism. They are so mad about the One Big Beautiful Bill. You know, I can't tell you how many people have reached out saying, "Oh, you guys are cutting health insurance. You're taking Medicaid away from people in the program." No, we're taking illegals off of the program. Meanwhile, 21 attorneys general from blue states around the country are suing the Trump administration to keep illegals on the rolls for Medicaid and for SNAP. You got American citizens who truly need the services on wait lists, but this just goes to speak to the mindset and the psyche of the radical left. They would rather prioritize illegals in this country over law-abiding citizens. Because if you're helping a law-abiding citizen, it doesn't fit their narrative. And so we really have just gone absolutely crazy in the country when you have 21 AGs suing the president for taking people off of programs and shoring them up, making them more available for people who need them, who are in the country legally, who pay taxes, and making them available for illegals.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're protecting the programs by taking people that aren't entitled to them off of them. Let's move on to federal dollars and the Alachua County School Board and a comment made by a school board member, Ms. Rockwell, recently. Mm. What's your take on that? What's going to happen?
I find her comments to be absolutely abhorrent. I mean, and it hits particularly close to home. As you guys know, it's been well documented. I had 53 death threats in the last month and a half. Many are still being investigated with federal and state charges pending against individuals who have made those threats. It is absolutely unacceptable, and everyone, I don't care what political affiliation you have, it should be unacceptable, Republican, Democrat, Independent, to call for violence. And for her to say that one less MAGA, you know, is a good MAGA, you know, dead MAGA. I mean, what a slap in the face. Truly, really disgusting and perverse that she would wish 40% of the electorate that she represents in Alachua County to be dead. Certainly opened the door for a lot of criticism, and I believe sunlight is the best disinfectant. And so we've been taking a look at their federal funding and making sure that everything is copacetic. But as we predicted, when somebody has that, they basically lack that emotional intellect and self-awareness. We tend to find that there's a lot more there, and we certainly have found that.
Yeah, my take on it was that if she puts that out on social media, what's she really thinking? In other words, that's her cleansed version of it, or whatever you could say. It is always a pleasure, and unfortunately these things always go too short when we're talking to you. But we look forward to chatting it up with you again, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Thanks for all you do. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Have a good one. Go Gators.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.